"'Regular knife?' said Holmes, lifting it up and examining it minutely. "'I presume, as I see bloodstains upon it, that it is the one which was found in the dead man's grasp. "'Watson, this knife is surely in your line.'
"'It is what we call a cataract knife,' said I.
"'I thought so. A very delicate blade, devised for very delicate work. A strange thing for a man to carry with him upon a rough expedition, especially as it would not shut in his pocket.'
"'The tip was guarded by a disc of cork which we found beside his body,' said the inspector. "'His wife tells us that the knife had lain upon the dressing-table, and that he had picked it up as he left the room. It was a poor weapon, but perhaps the best that he could lay his hands on at the moment.'
"'Very possibly. How about these papers?'
"'Three of them are receipted hay-dealers' accounts. One of them is a letter of instructions from Colonel Ross.' The other is a milliner's account for £37.15, made out by Madame Lesurier of Bond Street to William Derbyshire. Mrs. Straker tells us that Derbyshire was a friend of her husband's, and that occasionally his letters were addressed here.
"'Madame Derbyshire has somewhat expensive tastes,' remarked Holmes, glancing down at the account. 22 guineas is rather heavy for a single costume.' However, there appears to be nothing more to learn, and we may now go down to the scene of the crime.